Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
All the sediment goes to the bottom, so it's just pure bacon fat at that point, which is nice.
It's still amazing.
Now they're having a debate on stevia, glucose, and
some. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
We did not get any email. I'll go, while you say what you're going to say, we didn't get any emails, but I'll start setting up our voicemails.
Turnip said he feels like eating boiled cabbage. I do have to say I love, love, love corned beef and cabbage.
I think that is disgusting because I don't like corned beef and I don't like cooked cabbage. Actually, my cooked cabbage thing is getting better because of those damn runs of things from Iowa or Nebraska.
Oh, the little baked pocket things?
Yeah, but I make that casserole, so I'm getting better with it. But I do want to try the cabbage rolls.
Don't you eat pierogies? That's sauerkraut. That's different.
Well, I hate sauerkraut.
I do too. I don't like it.
However, I'm getting better with the non-kraut cooked cabbage. I want to try some cabbage rolls because I've been finding a lot of good recipes for like the braised cabbage rolls and things. But and DeAndre, I know everyone loves corned beef. My whole family does, but there's just something about corned beef that I don't like. Except if it's corned beef hash and there's lots of potatoes. Lots of potatoes.
Eat that.
And I have lots of ketchup. That's the only way I'd eat it as a kid.
What's the point?
And then my mother wouldn't even use real potatoes. We only use canned potatoes.
Worse.
So, so let's go on to our next thing. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my pooflingers. Send us a note by wire. Make our inbox on fire. If you refuse us, baby, you'll lose us. Then we will leave. You'll see your baby telephone and validate Ricky. Hello, hello, hello there. That's right. We've got some voicemails.
We got like 400 voicemails, y'all.
Well, not 400. We got like 8. I don't know if it's that many. So let's go to our first voicemail, which we actually have not pre-listened to these today.
No, we have not.
Sadly, there is no transcript on this one, but here we go. Oh, it's going to take a little bit.
Hey, boys, it's Colin White. I was just listening to your recent podcast and thought I'd call in because I maybe have some input for Ricky as far as the raw diet for his doggies. Has either you or the provider, Dr. Ricky, gone to the local butchers for like organ meats and all that? Because usually they'll pack that stuff up for people, although in Chicago they probably have already marketed it back. Because over here I can get all the organ meat and various other parts of the animal that don't get used for the prime cuts for human consumption. Maybe vegan. They have it for cows and they already have it packaged. So all I have to do is like spoon it out to the dishes for consumption. Anyway, I thought I'd sort of bring that up as a possibility to pretend to that, as opposed to having to do all that shit by yourself.
It's not like he likes doing it by himself.
I may have to later. Hope you guys are well. Talk to you later. Bye.
So, Kyle, I just love the fact that
he's definitely touching his organ.
Yeah, the room is really enjoying that you are beating it. I think the direct quote from Turniphead is, "Fuck, Kyle is beating it hard." And yet, for organ meat people, if you didn't hear the first part of it, because it was a little hard to hear, he was discussing when we were discussing the raw food diet for animals. So, but yeah, that's
everyone is putting extra A's in their names. I'm still surprised that Sater or who has only 7.5 A's, and DeAndre has like 8 or 9. And oh, let's Jimmy Bear has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He has 8 and a half. 8. Okay. All right. Keep on adding your A's, people. There's no A in my name, so I can't do it, but Waylon sure does have one.
I'm going to guess that maybe...
Oh, and then Ant. Whoa. Hello, sir.
Well, you know. He's a, you know what they say about anteaters.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. While you're counting, 10, 11, 14.
We have another voicemail, and I believe, if I'm going to guess from the awful translation, that this may be from Seder.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. But I'm going to guess, because if this is Scott, you know, we scenery 69.
Who?
Hi, Waylon. Hi, James Leroy. This is Scott. You know, Seder 69 on the Twitters, host of the Seder Sphere podcast.
Who?
I just called to wish you all what? Happy 500. I didn't call on the 500 because I knew you'd all be so drunk. So I wanted to wait a couple episodes to say, grab some alcohol and take a shot, bitches, because I want you freshly drunk. So I just called to say hi. I can't wait to see you two in Vegas. And, oh, there's someone I forgot. Oh, yeah, Ricky. Oh, hi, Ricky. How are you? Yeah, I'm sure I'll see you in the hallway or something in base. But I'm looking forward to it. Y'all have a great day. This is a Seder. I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Mm-hmm. No, thanks, Seder. It's always good to hear you.
Oh, wait. There's another one by him that we are not to play on the show. I'm sorry, I did hear that one. So don't play the next one. It's the same number. It's only
I
for the
see
show.
Which one it is. Okay. Gotcha. Yep, no problem. Yeah, so we should read. I'm going to read this translate because it's kind of funny.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, Wayland in jean shorts. This is Scott, you know, we scenery 69 on that Leaders 07, the Seders of 4-year podcast. I just called to wish to all a happy 500. I didn't call on the 500 companies. I knew you'd all be so inches long. So I wanted to wait a couple or so to say hi. I can't wait to see you two in Vegas. Oh, whoops. To say hi. That's not call institution. Hey, it's me. I went to freshly shrug, so I just called to say hi. I can't wait to see you two in Vegas and home all this. This message. God hope you have received. Oh, hi, Ricky. How are you? Yes, I'm sure I'll see you in the hallway or something big. Oh, lordy. But I'm looking forward to it. Y'all have a great day. This is a Seder, and I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Google. Okay, so they're a very technological company. Why can't they have that, like, shit straight? I mean...
Well, it kind of got the part when bad-mouthing you right. It knows what's important in the voicemails.
Well, it validates me.
It does.
Well,
it does.
You know, whatever.
Sure. Speaking of that, I did have some big fatty interaction today.
Yes, you did.
And,
ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
And
did you have a puppet show?
We did not. Oh. It was more talking about you not being validated. Oh. No, but I was
as one should.
I commented, which your course will love, and you'll throw it in my face. I still don't get this fucking clout thing, and how my clout score went up 3 points in a day.
Because I was obsessively looking at your clout score page.
It went from 65 to 68.
Yeah, it's because you posted one thing on Facebook that had like 48 comments.
That was because I love Bradley. That's the one I think.
It's disgusting.
But I got...
It's no one's birthday today, so it's Brad's day.
I got $5.
Every day should be Brad's day.
No,
shouldn't be?
There's a lot of people... Not on Facebook.
I hope he listens.
Oh, well, you're not going to get a happy birthday wish since you don't think that you're important enough to get one. If Bradley's
one every day.
If Bradley's more important than you, then I'm going to wish him a happy birthday on your birthday.
Okay, we can share birthdays.
No, name won't be on it. That's what I'm saying. You won't get a shout-out from me. Oh, no,
it will.
Anyway, I got free $5 today to do Monopoly at McDonald's.
Oh.
And if you do clout and we're Twitter friends... The first 5 people who follow the link, if you didn't get it, can redeem the $5 while they're still there. Hmm. I tried to get one to Mark, but he already had his own email. So, but yeah, I still
don't sign in because I don't have, which may change tomorrow. but I don't have my iPhone anymore, so they don't have a they don't have an Android version for cloud.
DeAndre, I would agree. I really don't understand the point of cloud at all. I just got on it because I was curious what Ricky was obsessing over. Thing. And I haven't got as anything as cool as he did when he first joined, but I have to admit that every time I think about deleting it, I get 15. I get like $15 to like McDonald's or Chili's or free fucking movie tickets. We went to go see, I don't know if we talked about the last show because it might have been since
then.
We did talk about The Conjuring. Yeah. It's fucking amazing.
And it comes out tomorrow, right? No, Friday.
This week or next week. It was one of the best previews I ever went to. But anyway, so every time I think about closing it out or like ignoring it, I then get free shit.
And you're getting free shit to do nothing that you're already going to do anyway.
Yeah. And so, frankly, you don't have to tweet about it, which I never do, unless it's going to get my friends free shit. Except though, when the movie one, they did tell me via email that if I did not show up, since I claimed it and didn't tell them that I wasn't going to show up, it would negatively reflect against me to never get movie stuff again. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, damn.
And you better show up.
And I did.
Heller. So you guys guess, you know, I'm spoiled.
Oh, Lord, baby Jesus, yes, you are. Who spoiled you this time?
Well, Tony, the provider. Mm-hmm. So Sunday, well, we get this coupon for Kohl's. It's 30% off. So then I've been researching mixers because I want a mixer.
Oh, you mean like a KitchenAid mixer, yes, type?
So I was like, oh, I see this 30% coupon. So on Sunday, he's like, well, let's go to Kohl's. I need to get some shirts and we'll just take a look and see what they have. So I mentioned it on Twitter, and you, Brian Gregory's friend Gail that lives here. Remember Gail? His friend Gail?
Mm-hmm.
She emailed me $20 Kohl's cash.
I saw that.
So I get there. We get the mixer. I got the metallic chrome one.
But because of that, did you sign up for the Kohl's cash and get an ass ton? Because that was still over like $200.
Oh, no. Wait. This is like the best deal ever that we got him. So the original mixer was $449. We got 30% off of that, which is like $144. Then we had the $20 Kohl's cash. You get a $30 rebate. And we got $60 back in Kohl's cash.
Yeah.
So we basically paid $208 for it.
Yeah, but at least now you can use the Kohl's cash to get, you know, your pasta.
Well, I told Tony he could use it for clothes.
Oh, you did?
I mean, I didn't tell him he used was it. Going to do it.
Nice.
Yeah. But I'm excited. I made my first batch of cookies. I burned the first ones. But these weren't like homemade cookies. They were all like pre-made in a package. But I'm going to start making like homemade cookies. I'm going to try it out.
It's really good for anything. So like, for instance, my cheese ball that you love? That I make, mm-hmm. the chip, beef, and onion. I usually make it with my hands, you know, in a mixing bowl. But when there's too much shit going on, I don't want to dirty myself. I just throw it in there and let it mix all together.
Isn't chipped beef dried corned beef?
No, there's a difference between chipped beef and corned beef when you buy those packages.
Hmm. I always thought they were the same, but one's dried out, one isn't.
No, because you can buy them right next to each other, chipped beef or corned beef. And if it is the same, it does not taste like corned beef.
But I think, I'm not talking about corned beef in a can. I'm talking about actually corned beef from the deli.
I know. I'm talking about the little jar. No. I don't like corned beef from the deli or when you make it at home for like St. Patrick's Day or New Year's. But chipped beef is when you go buy the little Budding's. Lunch meat, and then there's the ones in the little plastic. There's a chipped beef, and then there's a chipped beef. Or corned beef and a chipped beef.
Budding's is a little skeptical. Like, if you're just going to have it on a sandwich. I don't really care for it too much.
No, my brother and, like, my mother love it because it's so old school, but it's only should be bought for the dip. Because it's so thin, which is nice, and then you can chop it
up. Like, for a sandwich, I would have to be like, no. I don't think so. That's like cows, chickens, and pigs all mixed together in the turkey, whatever.
Yeah. Well, so, we have three more voicemails, and we only have 15 minutes left.
Don't play the other one by.
I won't.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, Ricky. It's Kyle. Moi. I just called to say I like your recent Facebook post, and you're looking for fucking hot. Anyway.
Ugh.
Yeah, so nice picture. All right. How's that? Does that work out? Is that better? Sorry I didn't do it in the 548 chat room. Love you guys. And Ricky, I love you on the show. Don't change yourself. Bye.
Aww. Notice that he wasn't beating off, though, while saying that, so it must not be true. No, but that's nice. That's a nice little
validation.
Thank
you, Kyle.
That's nice validation for you.
He is so damn sweet. I had a text message and be like, you're sweet. He goes, no, you're sweet.
Aww.
I'm like, I know.
Well, we have two last voicemails. Let's say we get them out of the way. And then while we're doing this, don't post them in the room yet because we're not going to pay attention. But get your round robin flash questions. We'll answer them honestly and quickly without much detail. But we have two voicemails from Down Under, from the same person. So here we go.
Hey, Foul Monkeys boys. It's Liam from Australia. I thought that after listening to the show for 100 plus episodes, that it was about time I called in to say hi. So, hi. What can I say about Foul Monkeys? There's a lot to love about this show. And two of the most important things in this show are Brad and Waylon. They're awesome guys. They're funny. They're an awesome couple. They have sexy voices, especially Brad. And I love the shit they heap on Ricky. And I love the fact that Ricky doesn't always get it. That's just brilliant. I love the guest stars you guys have on. And I say stars and not hosts because what else can you say about Nurse Laurie, and Lala, and the Mouth from the South? They're a nice, fresh injection of Chicago into the show every now and then. But I have to be honest, the best thing about Foul Monkeys, and one of the reasons that I will have little Foul Monkey marathons, because I don't have regular access to the net, so I download a heap of podcasts at once, and then I'll listen to three or four episodes, one after the other. Probably the best thing about Foul Monkeys is Ricky. I mean, there's only one thing you can say about Foul Monkeys that is the best, and that is Ricky. Ricky brings so much to the show. His constant need for validation is a staple of the show, and I think if Ricky didn't crave attention as much as he does, the show would be not what it is. And that's a compliment. I know that may not stand logic, but that's a compliment.
That does not stand logic.
Your political incorrectness. I love some of the things you come out with. I'm not so keen on the fact that I can't listen to your show in the car with the boys in the car.
Why not?
I'm pushing my luck by letting the youngest listen to Arnie Vera. But yeah, you guys, Australians, we tend to be really long-winded. Love the show. Love Brad. Love Waylon. Love Ricky. You guys aren't allowed to ever stop recording. That means you two, Brad and Waylon. So I expect another 500 episodes at least with you two as co-host. And Ricky, you need to figure out how to work Skype and put that into the show. And then I can be a guest host. I'm just saying, you know, you need a bit of Aussiness in your show. I think that's
I need a little bit of Aussiness in awesome thing.
Jesus Christ.
I probably will say that that's going to be the end of this voicemail, because other than saying Ricky's awesome and he's a podcasting god, and Brad and Waylon are really, really hot guys with sexy voices, yeah, I think that's all I can say. So, yeah, don't ever stop podcasting. And I hope you have an awesome week. Ciao.
So, Liam, since you used your name, I'm going to use it now. The chat room right now, there's a lot of people masturbating. DeAndre wants you, I think, to sit on his face. Stat. And pretty much
his dick will reach your belly button. If he's
according
in
to all of the A's.
Right.
But yes, you have some, just from voice alone, you've got some foul monkey poo-flinging fans in the chat room. Well, I don't want to deprive DeAndre from any more. So we have one more from him, which I don't know if it's a real one because it's only 32 seconds.
Hold on. Sater, I did mention your A's because I said you only had 7.5 and DeAndre had more than you.
Nope.
Yeah, hi, Brad. Waylon, Ricky. Just another quick call. I just listened back to that last call after I sent it, and that was excruciatingly boring and rambling. So feel free to not use it.
Too late.
Although you've only got like half an hour before the show. Yeah, I'm not normally that dull. So, yeah. Feel free to edit it. Have a good night. Ciao.
If we would don't edit. If we would have edited, we would have edited all that stuff that you said about Ricky out.
Rude!
So anyway, we have got 15 or so, actually really only like 12 minutes left. So we'll start our little, I guess, first of all, Ricky, do you have anything else you want to talk about? What's going on? Anything new?
I think that's it. August 3rd, I start volunteering at the animal shelter.
Hot damn, hot damn. You do know, by the way, that Bradley Amanda Lynn's show this weekend is with the CSB, the Chicago Spirit Brigade, and their fundraiser this year is an animal shelter there in Andersonville, the one next to, it's that store, but it's also a not-for-profit.
Oh, the one that we went into? Yeah. Okay.
Yep, they're the people that are getting all the money at the door and all the money that CSB raises and gives the extra percentage to, so.
I just want to say this really quick. It's very important that you do not go out and buy $700 dogs when there's a perfect dog at an animal shelter that will love you probably even more.
Yeah.
And you need to go out and do it. I'm sorry.
But man, those baby bulldogs Sarah McLachlan are so cute. Sarah cute. Sarah McLachlan.
No, Sarah McLachlan.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
They are cute. And I have to admit, yes. But either get them from a rescue or get an animal shelter dog that needs it a home.
Thank you for that PSA.
It's very important, you guys.
It's very important.
And I'm sorry I repost so many animals that need to be adopted, but they do. So
okay. I really have nothing to add. So put all your questions in the room. RC was first. What's the best thing that you've ever had in your mouth? Go.
I don't know.
I don't know. Probably bratwurst because I love it
That's
so much.
That's disgusting. Mm.
Floss first, brush first.
Floss first.
Floss first.
Then
agreed.
Brush first.
Stripes or solids?
Solids.
I should be solids, but I'm a striped guy, even though it makes me look huge. Diet or purge? Diet.
Yeah, I don't like to throw up.
Trains or planes?
I've never been on a train, so it'd be planes for me.
Train, because I love it. If time isn't the option, absolutely right. Okay, anything else?
What is the oddest place you've ever had Nookie?
The oddest place for me would probably be, since Nookie is involving someone else, probably on the front porch, but it was in the country.
I would say probably say in my boyfriend's mom's house.
Nice.
You know.
Nice. The first time I ever had gay relations was in my parents' bed, actually, when they were out of town.
Oh, Waylon.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't going to go in the dirty basement. Turniped said, sit or stand to pee?
Stand.
I'm stand, except Bradley he sits in the morning because
it's so big. And
yeah, in the morning wood.
Must
and
be
all
nice
that.
Waking up with wood like that.
Veritable Virgo says, just get a cat. what's your favorite way to stay cool? I am not a naked person, frankly.
AC.
I'm sit in front of a fucking fan and drink a glass of wine.
Right.
Cock ring, solid metal or leather with snaps? I actually don't really enjoy them, but if I were to wear one, it'd be leather with snaps.
Mine would be too.
Because I feel a little claustrophobic every time I've ever had one on.
And like with a solid metal one, like if it gets like too engorged or whatever, you can't get that shit out, right?
Yeah, I get a little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
So for me.
Can you describe the nastiest cock you have ever almost had to suck? Almost had to like hook up with this guy that had like gonzo penis.
Gonzo as in so much foreskin?
No, gonzo as in like it's this and
curved.
Then went back under like this.
You mean curved kind of like the kind of set in Witches of Eastwick that Daryl had? It was kind of curved down.
Well, it was curved down. It was kind of shaped like a candy cane. It was really weird.
RC says Brad's pee is sitting down because he's a holsies. I think it's more just because it's hard.
We're cut up. Any more other questions?
We got 8 more minutes. I know we got more questions in there.
Stop telling the time. They don't like it.
This is not a regular show. We're trying to do a fast thing here. Fast thing here. Come on now. What's the hardest drug that you have
ever done? Apparently, RC's on them right now.
Yeah, because Eckerdine. I've done pot once, and that was it.
That's the hardest one?
Yeah, I've only done it, and I only did it once.
I've done harder ones. I'm not going to say what they are, because it's my past, and it's nobody's business.
And you're not happy about that. Seder, morning wood is why I pee in the shower. Well, I would agree. That's a good place to do it, but, you know. Turniped pees off the balcony.
That
is kind of hot.
Well, he lives in Canada, so there's, like, no one around them.
It's kind of hot.
It is. I've seen a porno like that.
I would like to watch him and his friend David pee off their balcony.
I think there's a bunch of X-Tube videos of guys masturbating off balconies. You can probably look that up.
Favorite ice cream flavor is I like Chunky Monkey from Ben & Jerry's.
I can hardly ever find it. Heavenly Hash. I love that flavor.
What's your favorite kind of hat? Baseball.
I think the kind of hat you have on.
No, not baseball. The kind of hat I have on. The little I don't know, they're not beanies. They're
it's like a golfing hat.
Yeah. Mark from downstairs says don't get any ideas since he lives below us and I could pee from my balcony all over his.
And you could just pee on your balcony because it has holes in it, right?
Like, yep. Yeah. Congrats. Hazy, hot, and humid, or cold and freezing? Cold and freezing. I'm telling you, I loved my time in Minnesota. Living in Minneapolis was fantastic, except their summers are more humid than they are here.
What do you think of Colton Ford's new music video? I fucking hate it.
I think anything that he makes that's a music video makes me want to shoot myself.
Stop because trying to make music happen.
Well, because it's so fake. There's nothing sincere about it.
And it looks like a porn star trying to make a video.
He is pretty.
He's got a nice body. He is pretty. Yeah.
And yes, Chubby Hubby is good.
Did you say Chunky Monkey?
That's my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fish food is good too.
When I can't find Chunky Monkey, if I go to, like, say, George's down the road, I will get, like, they sometimes will have a banana flavor with like chocolate chunks, and then you add other stuff in it. I love it. Love it. Turnipet says, you can pee on my balcony anytime you want.
Hey.
Black or white? Are you talking about dating, sexing? What are you talking about? That's a stupid question. We've already talked about that before anyway.
Up or down?
Up or down. Does that mean top or bottom?
I don't know.
You're making no sense, RC.
Your pink aspirin's kicking in.
Pink or brown?
I have pink.
We're all checking in because we've all talked about
this. Yeah, mine's pink. You're brown.
Am I brown?
Yeah, you're brown.
That's pink.
No, mine's pink.
Oh, you are pink. Mine's not brown.
That's brown.
Oh,
you have bologna nipples. Sorry.
Oh. Waylon, have I seen Siberia? I think we talked about this. Well, I talked about it with Sater with you online, actually.
But
yes.
We talked about it on the show, too.
No, yeah, but he was one episode behind. I have not seen this week's yet. I absolutely adore it because it makes me crack up. And I actually think they're pretty good actors because it does seem like it's watching like Big Brother.
What's our favorite color? Mine's blue.
Green. And yes, I would agree, Toppy Smelly. He's been, Ford's been trying for years to break into music.
It's just not going to happen. He's a porn star.
No, but people like the videos because it's like watching porn to music.
It's like a softcore porn.
Yeah.
Lesbian sex, hot or not?
Indifferent. I mean, I'm sure there's just like watching anyone have sex.
I could watch it. I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, let me sniff it, you know, or anything.
It would depend on where the camera angle is, because if it's like, you know, a close up into the tongue vaginal area, then that might not be
what
so hot.
If it's at this angle? One second.
Turnipet, I would agree. I'd rather watch straight sex.
What if it's at this angle?
No, my God! Oh, my God. Oh, my Jesus. Now, I've seen some worn-out assholes in pictures, but her vagina has a gaping hole. I wish this picture that he is putting now, he could post in the room, but he can't figure it out, and I wish that could be our album art, but there is no way.
Look at her armpits.
No, there is no way. That is one of the most disgusting things that I've seen. Can you post that in the comments of our... When you post the show... on the website.
I don't think that's appropriate.
On the website, will you post that in the comments?
Oh.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Oh, that's just wrong. But I love it. It's on my phone.
Favorite president? I don't know.
Bill Clinton.
I always say Carter because it was the year that was when I was born. Dudes eat pussy better? Well, just like dudes, I guess, I don't know, dudes suck cock better because they have one.
Right.
Pickpaste.com.
I don't know how, I've never used it, but I'll try it. Uno Memento. We only have 2 minutes.
Where is DPH? Who is that?
Where is DPH when you need him?
Turnip said, email to him and he'll put it in the room. Or you can send it to veritablevirgo@gmail.com.
Let me send it to Veritable because I have his number.
Though I just realized, Veritable, I said that and this will be recorded. I hope you don't mind.
They know where it is.
Though I suppose everyone kind of knows how to get a hold of you if they had to. So anyway, we've got 2 minutes left. Favorite childhood toy was definitely Voltron and or my Castle Grayskull and all my He-Man figures. Definitely thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys.
I'm sending now. I don't think there's a show after us, so we can go a little bit over.
Is there no show tonight?
I don't think
so. I thought
so.
The show after us was generally DI Plus, but maybe not tonight.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
I don't know.
I sent the photo, so let's just wait for them to post the photo real quick. It's disgusting, you guys, but I love it. I save it on my phone. Actually, I text messaged Walt the other day, and I was like, Walt, it's so weird. I looked up your name on Google, and this is the first image that came up, and I sent it to him. He was like, you asshole.
Well, I have not heard from him in a while.
I know. He still listens.
I don't think I've seen his
Facebook.
Oh, DI Plus
is on hiatus. Ooh, what's the story?
Drama.
What's the tea? Tell us.
Drama. I don't even think I've seen his post on Facebook recently in my timeline.
I don't think he does too much social networking.
I used to see it all the time, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, Pride 48 Vegas, put it on your calendar so that you can listen. But also, if you do have the time and the means, definitely go out. It is a lot of fun. It's like it's like summer camp. We really have a great time. You should come out. Again, if you want to host one of the hospitality suites, the hospitality suite during any time of the festival, send us an email at foulmonkeys.com.
Gmail.com.
Excuse me, at gmail.com. And we will put you in our little pool and we'll send out an email here probably in the next month or so as we get a little closer.
Well, we only have a month and a half.
Yeah, and then Turniped, I'll definitely email you since I know you want to discuss themes and whatnot. But again, when you host the suite, you're really just hanging out there so that when people are in there, they have someone who they think's in charge, makes them feel comfortable. The great thing when you host it is you can drink the entire time you're there. But, you know, obviously we have to have someone in the room when there's other people there.
And we don't know the hours yet, so we can't really... No.
But then also, some people have themes. Like last year, there was a boxer party. There was a tea party. And then most of the other time, it was just really hanging out and having a good time. So it is fun if you want to volunteer.
And trying not to die of like some kind of disease that happens there. Viral Borgo, did you get the picture? I think it came back, maybe. Maybe next time.
Well, even if we have to get off the air, they're still giving the chat room. If you can send it to Turniped too.
Okay, I'll send it to him too.
Do you have his email right there, or do I need to send it to him?
It's what his normal one is, right?
Well, yeah.
Hold on, people. Jesus Christ, I'm trying. It's turniped@gmail.com without an A.
Yes. turniped@gmail.com.
H-E-D?
Yes. Head, but with no heed. Heed. Reminds me of...
Don't repeat.
It reminds me of To Kill... Or is it To Kill... How to Kill an Axe Murderer? Or that one movie from the 90s with...
Turniped.
With what's his name? I don't know.
Who is it?
I don't. Oh, the one guy that did that does Austin Powers.
Oh, Mike Myers.
How to Kill an Axe Murderer? No, how does?
I married
an axe murderer. His dad would always be like, "Heed, heed," in a Scottish accent at the smallest get. Change the channel, heed.
All right, I sent it to both you guys. I don't know why you're not getting it. So,
So this is very exciting. I love how we have the end of the show, and we're actually over, so I guess we know that there's no one in the chat room asking us why the fuck we're not off the feed.
Right, so I guess we're good until the photo shows.
Yeah, well, because that's be good to end the show, mm-hmm. because
oh,
our,
it's
their reaction and our reaction is going to be a little bit priceless.
Google's updating my VV email account. Maybe that's causing problems. What do you mean they're updating it?
I don't know. They already. I found no change in my usage when they updated to the new Gmail for me.
Maybe it's not coming from my phone. It's not in my outbox, so I don't know, you guys. Sorry. Maybe it's just your email. I don't know. It's not in my outbox. So.
Try sending it to me.
Oh, my God. Really, people? It's not that important. It's not that cool of a picture.
No, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. So while we're waiting, does anyone have any random questions for us since we're here? Any questions about that you would like to know about Bradley?
That will tell you. How many A's should he have in his name?
Somewhere... Oh, DeAndre's gone. I'd say somewhere around turnip heads.
What's his? I didn't. He has E's.
Favorite, it's because he doesn't have an A in his name, dumbass. Favorite color of briefs. Ooh. I don't really have a favorite color of briefs. I like the ones that are multicolored, personally.
Like has diamonds and shit in it?
Yeah, or
like
something.
Pattern?
Yeah, like for instance, my favorite briefs are my superhero briefs because, you know, you'd like to feel like Batman in your undies or your, you know, I'm Captain America.
I think I'm just cool with solid colors.
Does he really try to shit squatty potty style? Not shit, dumbass, because everyone is squatty potty when you're shitting.
Is he really black? Yes. You saw him last year.
That's right.
I sent it to you, too.
Okay.
I hope it's working.
I'm not getting it either.
God damn it.
This is really exciting. Thanks for showing that to us and then for not being able to send it out to anyone.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me try. I'm going to try my .me account.
I'm not sure I like this new tab shit.
I don't really care for it either.
Because it's coming from too many different places. New.
All right, you guys, I'm sending it to you through my .me account. So check it.
So I'm thinking about joining one of the Local Men courses, by the way. So
is it the same one that Adam joined?
Yes, but it's no longer in. But guess what, though? They practice on Wednesdays.
No.
So...
You'll have to tell them to change it.
You know what? I think you need to start putting some replacement people in your back pocket because everyone else in Chicago that you thought about replacing us with ever, you don't really to talk to anymore. So, you know, you should probably plan for worst case scenario.
God, I am like thirsty as hell today.
Ricky Burton's pulling a big fatty. I don't use computers.
I sent them through my .me account.
Too, oh, can so. Someone please make the Brad cock elephant noise? No.
No, only he can do it.
It's like, not even going
to
try.
And then he does his arm. He has to do his arm, too, in order to do it.
No one wants to be Ricky B. back pocket.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I first met Turnip Head when he showed up at Gay Days in Disney World. And he had a nice sized hole in his back of his jeans that showed his sexy little underwear and his ass. And I was like, free advertising going on up in Canada, huh? He was sexy too. That's when I first met him. I thought Canadian people were so like provocative, and they're not. They're just like Americans, but in Canada.
Can you get your Foul Monkeys email up there? Could you put it? No, the picture. Could you put the picture in a?
There it is.
There it is. Where?
In the chat room.
Oh. Is Ricky on the sex offender registry list?
No.
No, he will be after sending this picture. Because it's offensive.
There's no one else in the room that probably wants to see it.
I don't know.
Everybody left.
Mark might want to see it.
Who's Sea Haven? Who's that?
I don't know. If so, is he...
What? What?
RC,
go to bed.
Lay off the drugs.
Girl, go to bed.
I'm telling you, Veritable, it is a monstrous
cavity. Like, did
she cavity.
Just have her baby?
Yeah.
Like, well, we can, I mean, what can go in that she could feel?
I don't know, like what, a fist? A puppet
That's
show.
That's more than a fist.
A puppet show.
We need Big Fatty to see this picture.
A puppet show.
No. We should email it to him.
No, you can email it to him from your
No,
email.
I'm going to send it from the Foul Monkeys one.
That's whatever. As long as you don't put anyone else's name but your own. Because if you plagiarize me one more time.
I didn't plagiarize you. That's copying your tweet.
You didn't copy my tweet.
I made one up for you.
That was plagiarization.
No, plagiarism is when you copy someone else's work.
First of all, well, fine. It was fraud. Because you said it was from me and it was not.
Well, I did not post it. So I don't know what
yes,
you're talking
you
about.
Did. Who else would have done it? Bradley knows better.
Vaginal echo chamber.
Echo. That's called echo.
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 Oh, echo. Y'all, I can't read.
No, but we can still chat in the chat room, but we probably should end.
Yeah, we got to go.
So thanks again, everyone, for coming. Thanks for the people who stuck around for the last 8 minutes or whatever.
We appreciate you guys.
We do. So check us out. Well, yeah. Send us some emails. Let us know. Yes. We haven't had a review in a while, so
send us some Chicago songs to put in our new intro.
Friend, yes, or if you have a brand new song for us, mm-hmm. If you have, oh, I know, Mark from downstairs mm-hmm. actually is an expert in a field of oh gosh, Mark, now trying to think about how to say what field you're in life coaching.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not life coaching. Life strategist.
Mm-hmm.
If you have questions, FoulMonkey ask the expert questions for Mark. Please send them to foulmonkeys.com. That's probably the best because when they're hard to find on Twitter right. and Facebook. Mm-hmm. Send them to foulmonkeys@gmail.com and or go
strategic
to the web.
Strategic life planning.
Strategic life planning. Or go to the FoulMonkeys website and send us a message through there mm-hmm. if you have questions for him. And then maybe on the next show, on a future show, when we get some questions for him, we will either call him or we'll just make him come up and join the show.
Yeah, I mean, we would not call him. That's kind of insulting. Just, yeah, I know you're downstairs, but you're not important enough
it
to be
It depends
here
how messy my apartment is.
Please. Well, I'm here.
Well, that's because you're nobody. No, but really, any life issue challenges. What Mark doesn't understand is that he's never listened to a show that's had an Ask the Expert.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's ready for the fact that half the questions will be
sexual.
Honest questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half of the questions will be the most ridiculous thing ever. But it's still the best part is him not knowing the questions and seeing how he responds within his vernacular.
He said he'll stand outside the door and yell his answers.
Nice.
Sounds perfect.
He already looks through the windows.
We'll get a microphone long enough to... put it outside nice. For you.
So
you don't even get to look at us.
Don't forget to validate Ricky. Let us know when you have topics you want to talk about. And again, thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys Wayne Willie. James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.